Welcome to episode 16 of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge, co-host, permanent co-host, Carlina, and I discuss superheroes, superpowers, villains, things like that. And in the second half of the show, we tag in producer Karate Brian, and he brings us home. Hope you guys enjoy. That's right, episode 16 of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. If you're confused, you haven't seen it in a few weeks, haven't listened, you were looking for Brian Aldridge's True Crime Political Election Conspiracy Sports Talk podcast, we have rebranded to Family by Law with Brian Aldridge, and we have a permanent co-host, my wife's daughter, by law, my daughter-in-law, Carlina, co-host, chime in.
Woohoo!
And we are in episode 16. I am Brian Aldridge. I am a stand-up comedian, possibly one of the best in the nation, or at least one of them in the nation.
Also the most humble,
the most humble. I've worked with comedians such as Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Dave Attell, been in a car with Lil Rel.
You've never mentioned this before.
TJ Miller.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Been doing comedy shows all over, and we're doing this podcast so that I can promote my stand-up comedy career, and we can cancel whatever Carlina's career is going to be before it gets started.
That's all you can ask for.
Over this weekend, I had shows at Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida, one of the best comedy clubs in the country. I did some shows there, got to hang out and watch Andrew Dice Clay. So I got to be 11 years old again. Friday night, my wife bought me tickets for Carlina's mom.
By law, my mother.
My wife. Bought me tickets to see Brent Crystals. You might know him as Bert Kreischer. Bought me tickets to see him at the Amalie Arena. And he's from Tampa, Florida. It was his, come home show, homecoming. It was great. It was an event. It was a party. It was a fantastic show and a fantastic hour of stand-up comedy by him and everyone that opened for him. Also phenomenal. Did a great job. I had a wonderful time. That was Friday night. I did shows at Side Splitters on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coming up this week, I'll be in... I got to fly out Thursday morning. I got to leave the house at about 4 a.m.
Okay.
I got to leave the house about 4 a.m. We're flying out of Orlando. We're going to Milwaukee. Then we're going to drive to the casino in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm going to jet over from Michigan to Minnesota.
Busy.
We got shows at Rochester, Minnesota, Goonies Comedy Club. Mm. And then I'll be home Sunday night. So what was your weekend like?
I went and saw everyone's least favorite Marvel character. I saw the new Ant-Man movie.
How was it?
It was good. I actually really liked it. I think it's really funny that the villain in that movie, this isn't a spoiler, but I think it's really funny that the villain in that movie is the same person who plays against Michael B. Jordan in Creed.
Okay.
So, it could be considered canon that Killmonger and Kang fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ant-Man was one of those. I just took a peek on the Rotten Tomatoes. It's one of those low rating by the critics, high rating by the fans.
It was good.
So it got, yeah, that's what I mean. A movie like this.
It was fun to watch. I feel like a lot of movies, like, now feel like they have to be, like, 3-hour award-winning, Oscar-nominated movies, but they're kind of boring to watch. Like, Ant-Man was fun. I liked it. It was dumb.
What's your favorite thing about Ant-Man?
In, like, this one?
Maybe the character, the movie, all of it.
I like that he's really chill. Like, he's, like, never stressed. I don't know.
He's a scientist, right? Hank Pym?
That's the other one. That's not the Marvel one.
That's not the Marvel one?
Yeah. It's the one before.
Oh.
Yeah. But he's not a scientist. He's an ex-con.
What?
Yeah, he was a thief. He, like, stole stuff.
Oh, man.
And then he went to jail, and then the scientist guy got him out of jail and gave him the Ant-Man suit and all that stuff.
All right. What powers does Ant-Man have?
He can, like, change size. He can get really big, really small. He can control ants. And he has super strength because he has the same strength as the ants.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm stronger than an ant.
But are you stronger than an ant that's the same size as you?
No, but
yeah.
If he shrinks himself down to an ant, I'm just going to step on him.
That's true. Okay. But he's really fast.
All right.
That's kind of his thing. Is okay. Like, he jump stomps kicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, jumps at you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, we're going to dedicate this episode, episode number 16 of Family by Law with mm-hmm. Brian Aldridge, to superheroes, superpowers. What would we do? What would supervillains? What would we do with those superpowers? What are some good superpowers? What are some useless superpowers? Maybe we'll create a superhero.
Yeah. Love the producer. Give us ideas.
So, what do you think we should start with? First, let's talk about... Let's just go like this. Let's throw the structure out the window, which is your favorite thing.
Okay. Love when that happens.
Let's get your power rankings instead of drafting back and forth.
Okay.
Maybe your top five superpowers.
Superpowers? Okay.
And why... You rank them that way. Like, of course, like, why do you think it's more important than a different superpower?
Okay. So, first, I gotta go with, are we talking, like, Marvel Universe?
Like, if you had these superpowers.
Okay, well, I would go with Wanda's powers, which is, like, ancient magic. Off the bat, I would go with Wanda Maximoff's powers, which is, like, ancient magic. And then, I feel like, yeah, like... And then, I don't know, man, I might say, like, teleportation. I feel like that would be cool.
I think that's number one, teleportation. Now, is it redundant? Like, do you tell, you can't go, like, from right now to, like, Chicago in 1989?
I don't know.
Is that how it works?
Or just, how strong are you?
I understand that that's time travel, but is time traveling and teleporting redundant, or what's going on here?
I feel like they're kind of on the same edge of the sword.
All right.
Like, I feel like if you can do one, you can do both.
Tomorrow, you wake up and you realize you can teleport.
Okay.
What's your plan for the day?
I think I teleport, like, can I take people with me?
No.
Well, sometimes people can.
No, this isn't the Spider-Man filter on TikTok.
Sometimes they, like, create a little portal, and they're like, whoop, and they can bring whoever's holding them. Okay, well, I think I'm going to go to Iceland, because I love Iceland, and I want to go there.
You know you can buy a flight.
That's so expensive.
And just get there.
Teleporting is free.
Okay.
Who's going to stop me from teleporting? You know what? Over teleportation, I would want... So, I have mind control, ancient magic as my first, and then I think I'd go super speed.
Super speed?
I'd be so annoying with super speed.
Well, I'll tell you what. Teleporting faster.
It is. Super speed. It is. But, like, can you imagine how much I'd get done with super speed?
Can I tell you the worst answer I've ever heard?
Yeah.
If you were granted a superpower... I'm in my 20s or so, whatever. I'm looking for a job.
Yeah.
And you just, sometimes, I don't know. It was the Wild West in the early 2000s and mid 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the early 2000s. Internet's new.
Okay.
And people, they would just be like, we have a job.
Mm.
And you go in and people were just like, that's how they got tricked people into selling steak knives.
Yeah.
Because they would just call it a marketing opportunity.
An MLM, if you will.
No, not even. We're not even multi-level. Oh. This is one level.
Oh.
Just you. Marketing. They called it, you were marketing these knives to people. You mean selling these knives to people. And so I go, and I think it's a sales thing, and it ends up not being a sales thing.
Mm.
I am at an interview, a group interview, for Greenpeace.
What is that?
Greenpeace is a horrible organization.
Okay.
That raises money, and they claim to be saving the planet. They don't put a lot of the money towards the cause. I don't want us to get a defamation lawsuit against it. So this is my opinion, is they're garbage. And a bunch of hippies.
In your experience.
With hairy armpits.
Okay. I still don't know what this is, but okay.
Some of the men have hairy armpits too.
Okay. I'm not sure what this is still, but.
Greenpeace is one. It's the hippies. We're going to save the environment. We're going to raise money to save the environment. So you were canvassing and basically trying to raise money for Greenpeace. The point is, the worst answer I've ever heard, because it was a group interview, so the question was, what superpower would you have if you could have anything? And then the lady leading the interview goes, I'll start.
Mm.
If I could have any superpower, it would be that I could put empathy into people so that they would have compassion for. And I was like, I'm going to get up and walk out right now.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, I left shortly after that.
That's an awful choice.
Yeah, and it's not, you're not even telling the truth.
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah. You're lying. If I told you you could have any superpower, that is the last one you would choose. That would be the short, stubby kid that got stuck with you on kickball practice. Yeah.
Now, you grant me superpowers.
Yeah.
I'll save people for a while.
Oh, I'm fully committed to being an anti-hero.
I'll save people for a little while.
I will only help people if it benefits me.
Okay.
I'm becoming Deadpool.
All right.
I am Deadpool.
Like, if I can teleport, I'm getting in a bank vault.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, I mean, look, I mean.
And they're like, okay, put me in jail.
Yeah.
Put me in jail.
Yeah. I am only helping.
He's out. No one's ever escaped this prison. Oh, watch. No, I'm becoming a magician. No one knows I can teleport. I'm going to become a magician. Like, how did he see sitting right next to me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I am just going to become, like, the anti-hero. Like, I'm only going to help people if they offer me something.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm being, like, a full-fledged Captain America good guy. Who's a true hero? Spider-Man. Spider-Man's a true hero. Right?
He's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, on the graph, he's, like, the true hero, and then they have, like, a true villain.
Yeah, here's your one. Okay, Batman's anti-hero, whatever, like.
Deadpool's an anti-hero.
But, okay, Wolverine. Who's the hero heroes? Like, the good guys are Superman's, probably your Spider-Man's.
Superman, Spider-Man's, Captain America's, Iron Man?
Probably Iron Man. I don't know. Iron Man is Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but he's not really an anti-hero in, like, the Marvel-verse one. He's a little more superhero-y. All right, so he's like, on the cusp. Our true ones are Spider-Man, and then we got Captain America, then Iron Man, Thor's up there.
So I guess what I was getting at was, do you see yourself, tomorrow you wake up, you can fly.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I'm pretty fast, and I can pick stuff up pretty easy. And I know what that guy's thinking. Are you more of a Superman, a Supergirl, or are you more Deadpool or Batman? I think you said...
I'm Deadpool and Batman for sure.
I think for a little while, I'm going to be pulling cats out of trees.
Really?
Stopping robberies. And then the first person that sues me for saving their life, I'm just going to lose my mind.
I'm not going to go around, like, recklessly killing people. Like, I'm not going to be insane. I'm not going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, let me just say, like, I stumble upon someone with, like, you know, what's looking like a sad dog. I'm snatching that dog and leaving that person.
I love the whole idea of, like, someone stole a purse.
Yeah.
And then there's $200 million worth of damage chasing the criminal in the
whole. I know, right?
I could get down with some of that.
Oh my gosh, that was literally like the first, that was the plot of the second Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Was that they all had to be, they all caused way too much damage. And they're like, yeah, but we saved you from the aliens. And they're like, yeah, but you wrecked our city.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is New York, man. You can't just go around causing millions of billions of dollars in damage.
All right. So you wake up tomorrow.
Okay.
Just, I don't think either one of us could fathom, like, being magic. I don't know, like, actually magic.
I mean, I could and will.
So I was thinking, like, tangible superhero.
Okay.
That a human could possess.
Okay, so, like,
you're talking... Because we're mortal beings.
Yeah, you're talking, like, your
I'm pretty sure that the one's a mutant or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So we're normal humans.
Uh-huh.
And, like, maybe a gopher bites us, or a squirrel, or a spider, or something where we fall in a vat of waste or whatever.
See, I've thought about this. Okay. Can you imagine how many superheroes would be nerfed if we only let them have one of their superpowers? Most superheroes have like 3 to 4 powers.
I think they just come up with it. Here's how I think the superheroes came up with powers. Like, you ever played tag with a kid? The one kid that is always like, no, you tagged me with your right hand. Yeah. You tagged me with your left hand. I'm like... So the superhero, like they're creating it, and Superman is like, you know, Superman.
Yeah.
And then someone shoots him with a gun. No, he's bulletproof.
Yeah, exactly. No, so they seriously. Just add to it. It's like the kids are like play fighting, and they're like, "Well, my sword is bulletproof. Well, my sword is too strong. And it just keeps going forever and ever until they're like, "Well, mine is invincible." And they're like, "Okay, well, now it's not fun."
So what's a combination of superpowers that wouldn't make any sense?
Personally, I like the idea of a blind guy getting super speed. And like,
oh, he's going to run into stuff.
He doesn't know where he's running. But he's going like 200 miles an hour, just kind of like knocking into walls and stuff like that. I think that'd be really funny. What about you?
I'm on board with that.
You're on board with that?
Yeah.
Blind Flash.
The Blind Flash. What about like, you got super...
Blinded by the...
You got super strength, but you're hungry all the time. I don't know.
You know? What if you have, like, Hulk strength, but you have to be fully naked to have his strength?
I mean...
Every article of clothing he puts on decreases your strength.
That's not a deterrent at all.
How is that not a deterrent?
I don't think Hulk cares. I think the standard in practice make him put the pants on.
I mean, I suppose.
So, what we'll do then, we'll add a little structure to this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather pick 5 superheroes each and have us fight? And, like, we'll debate whose 5 superheroes would win the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather us pick 5 superpowers? And then see how well they would work together and who would win that fight.
I mean, I'm honestly okay with either or both. I kind of like the powers.
Okay.
Yeah?
Because I don't know any of the superheroes.
I know a lot of superheroes, and I've been planning this since the idea was brought up. Do you want to know? Do you just want to know what my 5 superheroes would be?
Yeah.
Okay. My 5 superheroes, right off the bat, Kang. I don't even know who that is.
I don't even know who that is.
I hope one of our listeners is like a... I don't care. He's on my team. It doesn't matter if he's a villain or not. Our producer's yelling at us that he's a villain, but it doesn't matter because he's on my team. My team is immortal. Give me Kang. Give me Wanda. In Scarlet Witch form. And then... Go ahead. And give me... Who else do I want? I've been thinking about this all day. I have so many options. Give me Flash. And then give me Deadpool. And what were we going to? 5?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Kang, Wanda, Flash, Deadpool, and last, just because I like him, give me Spider-Man.
Well, you stole one from me.
Oh, I stole one from you?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah.
I only know 5.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh yeah, there's 3 Spider-Mans. You can pick one of the other ones.
I'm not picking a different Spider-Man.
Okay. You'd want Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
I don't know who any of those are.
Okay. You know who Wanda is, you know who Flash is, and you know who Deadpool is.
I would just figure, like, you know, Superman, but can't Kryptonite beat him?
Yeah.
What beats Kang?
Nothing.
Well, that's not fair.
Canonly, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Kang is like, he's basically the overseer of time itself, so he can always know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and how he wins or loses every battle. And there's like millions of variants of him that like fight for him.
I'm starting to see what happened with these movies.
Okay.
Let me lay it out for you.
Okay.
Comic book superhero stuff.
This is all in the comic books.
Comic book superhero stuff. Super nerdy.
Yeah.
Super nerdy. they laid out the, I'm using air quotes, coolest ones to bring out first.
Okay, yeah.
Like, Superman's cool, Iron Man's cool, Batman's cool, Captain America's super cool, the Hulk is cool.
Yeah.
Thor is cool. And then they're like, all right, we've made our money on the cool ones. I don't know how many more of these movies we can get due to watch football to watch anymore.
Yeah.
So we're moving the switcheroo over to the super nerdy time travel, multi-universe magic comic book stuff.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the route they're going?
Yeah.
Because isn't there a new
phase?
And so it's the time travel phase?
It's phase four, and it's like the quantum phase. So it's all about the quantum realm and all that stuff.
Yeah.
See, but I also think...
See, I'm going to miss a lot of these movies.
Okay, but I also think that you have a slightly dated opinion because not everyone thinks that it's nerdy. A lot of people really like it.
Nerds. A lot of nerds think it's cool, which is fine.
Okay, but I know plenty of people that watch the movies and stay up on it that aren't, like, nerds.
I beg to differ.
Oh, my God.
That they are nerds.
Oh, my God.
And that's okay. It's okay to be a nerd now. We've made we have nerd acceptance.
Nerd acceptance.
And there's nerds are cool now.
Okay, well, it's then cool I'm to be a nerd. I love the Marvel
movies. Never said you weren't a nerd.
That's true. You never disagreed with us.
I never disagree.
But I don't know.
I watch professional wrestling. Okay.
That's true.
So I'm just saying, I think maybe nerds is harsh.
Yeah.
They went, the hardcore fans.
Okay.
They went in to get the hardcore, the people who were fans of this stuff before it was a $200 billion
yeah,
a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like. Okay,
so
I'll accept that.
So kind of true to the source material.
I'll accept that. Okay. I'll accept that. Well, I thought you were going to say, like, that they went in too far, and I'm like, this is all in the comic books. Like, this is all already laid out.
I don't know the numbers. I don't know how the movies are doing. I don't know if they're losing people. I don't know if they're gaining people.
I don't know. I mean, I know...
I'll tell you what, I've never seen more hype for a movie in my life. So this will all come to a culmination.
Yeah.
The Endgame...
Yeah.
I'd never seen anything like that where it was...
Well, because that was the
end. That was like 14 years.
Was the end of their major phase. Like, because that had all started at the first Iron Man.
Yeah.
In
like 2008
or
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the end of phase three. That had all started at the beginning of the first Iron Man and went all the way through... Hold on. I think I can speed run them all. I don't want to, but I think I could.
Thank you for not doing that.
I won't. I wouldn't do that to you.
All right, just real quick, I'm going to drop this in for 40 seconds. If you are a professional wrestling fan, let me explain to you what's going on. The Iron Man movies, Captain America movies, everything leading up to Endgame, that was the WWE, the mainstream, the meat and potatoes, what everybody knows, the John Cena's, the Hulk Hogan's. Now, you're getting into like the AEW, Ring of Honor, independent wrestling scene version of comics.
But still being produced by the WWE.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still all the same actors and coherent storylines.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I say we create, or don't create, we create a superhero, but I say we name like three superpowers.
Okay.
And then we decide if that person would be good or evil.
Okay,
and
we
what
can.
What their name would be.
This is fantastic. We can do that. I like it. We'll name them. Do we have to do our own, or can we come together and do this?
Which one would you prefer?
Let's build an ideal villain.
Ooh.
And then we have
a great villain.
We have to build the ideal villain, and then we have to build someone who can beat him.
Okay, that's fair.
We'll do it on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Because I have someone
who's a superhero
who might know something about being an anti-hero. If he were swimming in a pool, it wouldn't be alive. If he were swimming in a pool, it would not be alive.
I don't know what you're saying to me right now.
If he were swimming in a pool, what's the opposite of alive?
Dead. Deadpool.
We've been talking weeks about 6 degrees of separation of Brian Aldrich. The man I'm bringing on the second half of this podcast is a 2. A 2 on the Brian Aldridge 6 degrees of separation. Scale. I've done shows with TJ Miller. TJ Miller plays the bartender friend in this series of movies. Is it who you think it is? Definitely? Maybe? That was a movie he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
On the other end of the break, we will have the actor of the Green Lantern, also Deadpool. And I believe, what's his mobile phone that he has? Huh? Mint Mobile. Founder will help us discuss crucial characteristics you need in a hero.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds will be here on the other side of the break, guys. Yeah, and I just took his change cup. He's sitting there doing jumping jacks like, oh, dude. Because I told him, you do 30 jumping jacks, I'll give you $2. While he's doing it, I just swipe the cup. Ooh, we're back. That's embarrassing. So we were not able to get Ryan Reynolds. There was the confusion. I asked him, could he do the podcast? He said, definitely, maybe. But he was just saying movies that he's in. I asked him, hey, can you do the podcast? And I told him about the 6 degrees of separation, that he was only a 2.
He's only a 2, man.
So unimpressed. And then the nail in the coffin was his spouse was lively against him coming on the podcast. So we were not able to secure. And now here's the problem. If we're not able to secure twos. 1-2 mm-hmm. on the
separation.
I don't know what's going to happen when we start to reach out for some of these other guests.
I know. When we go 6-7?
But we were not able to get Van Wilder, Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds. Was Ryan Reynolds, what other movies was he in? He was in one where he peed in a fountain.
He was in the Body Switch comedy.
We weren't able to get Ryan Reynolds. We were in the presence.
Ooh.
Of arguably Ryan Reynolds' number one fan. Definitely Ryan Reynolds' number one fan in this home.
That's for sure.
For the second half of the podcast, where you guys build a villain, build a hero, fight it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the producer of the show, Karate Brian, join.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to set you guys straight.
Okay.
So sit on in.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm Karate Brian.
You're Karate Brian? Producer Karate Brian?
Producer Karate Brian.
Okay. Well, that's all we can ask for.
Yep.
How does it feel to be sitting in the chair as a host?
I'm a little nervous.
You're now the auditioning co-host.
I'm auditioning?
Yeah, you're auditioning.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah. Car Ramrod? What does that mean? Okay, our new producer is not as great as our old one. But anyways, now I'm the host, so we're gonna put my name on the title. Planning on changing that tonight. Anyways, auditioning co-host Brian Aldridge or Brian.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
Auditioning co-host is KB. All right. So as you know, we're building a villain and we're building a hero. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you have more expertise on this topic than our now producer Brian Aldridge.
I mean, a little.
A little. You're a little nerdy like me.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, I mean that's in the ex-host words, okay?
Yeah. Anyways, I taught her everything she knows, so.
Yeah. So what's your favorite hero?
So it may or may not be someone who we have mentioned already on this
podcast. Is it?
It's Deadpool.
It's Deadpool
and it's because Ryan Reynolds, yes.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Are those connected?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Interesting. All right. Anyways, so Getting into building our hero and our villain. I say we start with our villain.
Okay.
I love a villain origin story.
It's always the same as the hero, but something tragic happens, and now they hate the hero.
I got to admit, I usually find myself sympathizing with the villains.
I mean, they are right on something.
I mean, they're right on most things.
Maybe not burning the faces.
I mean, sometimes you got to do it. If you can't burn a few faces here and there, how are you going to get by?
Fair enough.
Okay. Anyway, so building our villain, building our guy. What do you think is the most important thing for a villain to have? I have my answer, but I want to hear yours.
Personally, it's always the backstory, but
Going past the backstory, going back, what they do.
They're
That's the anime lover in you. Okay.
They always trying to do something that they think is right, but they end up killing people. That's it.
Okay, but that's not an important aspect to like what they look like.
Oh, there's always some key like
detail.
Yeah, detail about their body, face, whatever.
Yeah. See me, I love a villain with a good weapon.
Okay.
So
I was not going. Yeah.
Yeah. I love a villain with a good weapon.
Okay.
I personally like when the weapon can't be beat. So I say we start with our weapon.
There's always a weakness. Okay. Yeah. A weapon.
But I say we start with our weapon. They gotta like take the weapon away.
Okay.
Okay. So I say we start with our weapon. What weapon were you thinking? I was thinking maybe a sword.
A sword?
A sword, like a big enchanted sword, like one of those like 12-foot long ones.
What about like Harry Potter style, like a wand that looks like a little twig, but then it can like kill 15 people.
But like, is this canon to like the Marvel universe? Because we're just
creating our own villain.
Well, are creating our own villain, but like, are we talking about like magic or not? Because like, I mean, a sword versus like a wand, which one's getting more people in the box office?
Have you seen Harry Potter?
But we're swords.
Okay, fine. A sword.
What is a sidekick called?
No, with a villain. A villain. What's a villain's sidekick?
A minion.
Henchman.
Like a henchman, yes.
Yeah, a henchman.
Yeah,
we gotta have a henchman that they're like emotionally connected to.
Yeah, and like the henchman was like.
Personally, I love when the henchman turns against them.
Ooh.
A double cross. Well, I guess it's just a one cross. A cross.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, anyways. All right. Building our villain. We talked about this a little bit off. I would like to build on this. So, you had an idea for the villain. What was your idea?
I don't remember. I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't remember?
Okay. So, hear me out, right? Picture this.
Make sure the villain has a phenomenal memory.
Hear me out. Power plant explodes. Okay.
Okay.
Superhero.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Saves everyone. Forgets one kid that was under a rubble. Kid's face, half of the face burned off. They have to save the eye. He gets a cyborg eye. New technology.
I'd pay $12 to see that. I would pay $12 to see that. Okay. So we got cyborg eye, right?
His name, Side-Eye.
Side-Eye!
He gives people the side-eye.
I love it. Perfect.
Okay. Villain. Side eye.
Okay. Side eye.
Okay. Okay. So, our villain is Side Eye. He's got a cyborg eye, obviously. I would say that's got to, like, shoot lasers or something, right? I mean, it's got to do something cool.
Yeah. Does technological.
I'm giving like Terminator kind of vibes.
Maybe like hacks into stuff or something.
Oh. Ooh. And he goes.
No, he just
the eye does it. Oh, the eye just does it?
He just does it.
Okay, I was thinking more like Iron Man eye, where like he can like see through walls and stuff, like the thermo. Sure. Yeah. Anyways, full on Iron Man side eye type thing. He's got a full cyborg. We're giving him a sword, because like every good villain has a sword.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, yep.
Okay. Now let's paint our listeners a picture.
Can it be a katana?
Sure.
Yes.
Let's paint our listeners a picture.
Okay.
Okay, so we have our villain. We have our villain. He's tall, right? I'm giving like tall vibes.
But what if you make him a short king?
A short king?
What if he's short? What if he's like 5'5" with all this anger?
Ooh. 5-5 with anger. I like that. Yeah. Okay. So we got our short king side eye.
Because the radiation stopped his growth. There we go. Perfect.
So he stopped growing at like 12?
Yeah. He was like 12 and he just stopped. He was destined to be like
That's 7 what I was going to say. He was on track to be great. The hero took away everything. We get a speech? Mm. I would say I'm up to $15 paying for this ticket.
He used to have 20/20 vision. Now he only has 20 vision.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
His line is an eye for an eye.
Oh, perfect. I like it.
Okay. Anyways, so we got our cyborg. We got our short king.
Okay.
We got our sword. What's my man's weakness? Other than being short.
it has to be like something related to the radiation or something. Right?
Here's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Is I was thinking that the radiation that he got stuck in, mm-hmm. the guy goes back to that site and he loses his power when he's there. Mm. Their final fight, he loses the power.
Whenever he's like around the source, like a certain area, he just loses.
He's been trying to harness it, trying to get it together, mm-hmm. but he loses his power around it. It's his weakness, like kryptonite type.
And
thing.
Then like the hero can like fight him and bring him to the site and he's done for.
Okay. Done. And they have like they're full on like crash landing at the site and he's like, "Why aren't you fighting me?" And then he doesn't have any powers. Okay, so now before we get too deep in our storyline here, we got to build our hero.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to build our hero.
So what's the traits? Like, what's his traits?
Yeah, so what's the traits of our hero?
No, of the villain.
Oh, of the villain?
Okay.
Recap. The traits of our villain is we got him side-eye. He's a short king. All right. He's got an eye for an eye. He's out for revenge. He's got the cyborg. With the little cyborg eye, maybe goes into parts of his brain.
Half the face is burnt off.
Half the face is burnt off.
And
you know,
whoever you build as the superhero left him behind, right?
Yes. His villain origin story is that the superhero cleared the area, but he thought he had gotten everyone, but he left him behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just left him there.
Mm-hmm. He's got a cool sword. He's got a couple henchmen. You know the deal. Mm-hmm. Typical guy. All right. So now for our hero. How's our hero going to beat him? Are we going to do the hero can actually rightfully beat him, or the hero can't beat him and he has to turn a cheek and turn into a good guy?
Ooh. Do you want to build an anti-hero or a true villain?
I'm thinking a true hero.
The villain. Do you want him to be a true villain or anti-hero that just had a sad...
Me, personally... I like a true villain. Dies for what he believes in.
Okay, so then he just keeps going. He's
going to destroy... First, he wants to make this superhero look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Destroy his image. Yeah. And destroy him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his plan. That's why he's been planning the radiation. He wants to form an army of cyborg robot children. Okay. Yeah, so short
is this
kings.
Like Joker where he hates him and wants to just
destroy
him?
Yeah, he's willing to destroy him by any means necessary.
Okay.
He wants him out for the count. He wants him out of the picture so he can radiate the whole city, make an army of cyborg children.
Okay.
The place he got blown up in was an orphanage.
Of course, that was implied.
Okay. Yeah.
He had family and everything. Okay.
Yeah. No. Right. Full villain. Full villain.
Okay.
Okay.
One last thing. For the villain, he wants to implant eyes. Cyborg eyes into everybody, and that's how he controls them.
Well, yes, obviously, because he's spreading his radiation.
He feels the cyborg eye made him better, so he's got to make everyone else better.
Yeah. The cyborg guy made him better, so everyone else has to be a short king with a cyborg eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotcha. That's why he gives everyone the side eye.
Okay.
Getting a little Hitler-esque here.
Okay. Anyways, what's our hero?
Okay, the hero, I didn't plan for the hero.
So, I'm thinking our hero's gotta be a true hero, and yes. I'm thinking Harry Potter type fight, laser eye versus laser eye.
Ooh, okay.
I think that would be great.
Okay, so he has two laser eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got two laser eyes, the guy only has one.
He can
cyborg see and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm thinking your typical true American superhero.
Okay.
I'm thinking laser eye, super strength, flying, the whole shebang. Well,
you're getting a little into, like, Superman. That's, you
know. Is he not our true American hero?
That's true, but, like...
He's using the Superman name with a copyright infringement.
The super guy. Super guy.
Ooh, hear me out. Okay. This superhero, he has teleportation and laser eyes.
Ooh. There we go. Okay, teleport and laser eyes. I like that.
That way, he teleported, he got everyone out. Okay, yeah. Okay, but he missed one.
Yeah.
When can he not teleport? There has to be some sort of thing.
That's yeah, true. Yeah.
That's true.
So he can't teleport. He has a max. He has maximum. He can only teleport so many times.
let's give him a dumb reason. He can only teleport as long as he can hold his breath.
No, if some element is propped.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough. We'll do his. He's like that kid when he found him was already covered. He couldn't teleport him out of there because he was already covered in the radiation.
Ooh.
So their weaknesses are together.
Ooh.
They stem from the same story.
Whatever was being. Is in that plant.
Was in that orphanage.
Is what gave him.
It was the lonely children.
Wow.
Yeah.
An orphanage right next to a power plant is
it's perfect.
A nuclear plant.
That's where you gotta put it. What else did you expect? Yeah. Because as it turns out, this is what they find in their fight scene is that the radiation that gave them, they both got their powers from it.
Okay.
And that's both of their weaknesses.
Hear me out.
Okay. Right? Okay.
When the hero takes the villain
to
that plant, they both square one, no powers, right there.
Yeah, and they fight.
What happens to the eye?
No, he doesn't.
He got his eye back.
No, he knocks it out or something with his laser eyes. Yeah. Okay, I say, honestly, I kind of like the super guy. I say we leave his name as super guy.
Super guy.
Super guy inside Psyduck.
There we go.
Super guy! Okay.
He has to be trained in martial arts for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea of the villain guy getting out of the orphanage and, like, the person that adopted him was, like a crazy scientist kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and he, like, trained him how to fight and, like, be smart and all that kind of stuff. Okay. And then our... and then our hero...
Obviously, the first movie...
Obviously...
will be the origin in all of this.
Yeah.
Fire off, it becomes a series, fire off just a couple of quick plot lines for the episodes. Just a couple of quick episodes.
Okay.
Plot of the episode.
Okay, our series.
Like 22-minute episodes.
Yeah, our series episodes, we gotta have a backstory of Psyduck. He got bullied for one eye and he was... He got bullied for having one eye. Okay, our super guy origin. We gotta have one where he, like, learned how to teleport and he just keeps showing up in, like, random places.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He doesn't know how to control the teleportation.
So I like the idea that they went to the same school, too. Super guy bullied him. Like, he was, like, a jock, and he, like, bullied the loser kid. He was like, hey, looks like you're giving everyone the side eye.
But remember that he saved him.
He named him side eye.
Oh, wait. Because the villain was 12, right?
Yeah, so, sure. So,
yeah, and then the hero, he already got his powers.
He was, like, 16.
Young. He was young.
Yeah.
But you know, he's 12 with them.
Oh.
He's one of the orphans.
Why
didn't I tell everybody but not me?
We got to figure that out throughout the whole series.
Yep.
Yeah. This is just a preamp. Okay. Recap. We've gone a little far.
Sorry.
We've gone a little far.
Okay.
We've gone a little ahead of ourselves here. Also, I mean, Marvel, if you're listening, reach out. Anyways. So, we got our villain. Mm-hmm. We got Psyduck. You know, he's a cyborg. He's got his little sword thing going on. He's got a few henchmen. His weakness is that he's not immune to the radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Our hero was formed in the same orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his powers from the radiation, too.
Oh, so the same explosion.
Gave him the same explosion. Okay. And he saved everyone, but he didn't know.
Okay.
And so, they went into different families. Our hero became a jock. Our side eye gave him a loser.
Oh, yeah.
And the hero bullied the kid. Mm-hmm. And then they became mortal enemies, as far as they can remember. They fight it out. They end up in the same place as the orphanage rubble. Mm-hmm. They both get that radiation on them. They are done. And they got to duke it out. Versus.
Okay.
They're both combat trained. I think this is a great story. I pay $17 to see that in theaters.
That's up to 17?
Up to 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd pay 17 to see it.
Hear me out. Would you put this on a streaming service?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'd put this on Apple TV. The bougie one. Yeah.
That's a little expensive. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
I think we've done good, you know? I think we did good here. I think we created a multi-billion dollar box office movie.
Okay.
I think, what do you think our Rotten Tomatoes score would be?
Well, okay. Well, that depends. Because if it's the critics, they're going to hate the movie.
No.
30.
Just overall.
Overall?
Yeah. That's how I'm going to say it works.
Okay. I'd say...
I say 88%. I say we do amazing. I say
87, but I'll take 88.
I say we do great.
Okay.
You're all not right. Going to do well with the people with the one eye.
They're going to give us a side eye.
Okay.
All right. All right. And we call it an eye for an eye.
An eye for... Is the movie going to be called an eye for an eye? Oh, my God.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was great having you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. As the new host of the show, I'm very, very happy that we got to do this segment with you.
I'm glad you got the position.
All right, excellent job, producer. Karate Brian helping us out. We're just going to bring it home real quick with the classic, which we hope to make a staple of Brian Aldridge's, or Family by Law,
yeah.
Brian Aldridge. By the way, I'm paying the $17.50 for side eye.
$17.50, it keeps going up.
I'm going to pay the two extra dollars to get the seats towards the middle of the...
Hear me out. Are you paying the 20 extra dollars to get the popcorn cup of the sideboard guy?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm taking home that collector cup.
And it lights up with the little laser? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So you can try to stump me if you want to. You guys can team up. But we'll do about three or four of them, and then we'll send everybody home happy. We're going to do a couple of...
Happy, healthy.
We need a song for this. Let's somehow write it.
Jingle?
We have a jingle for after I take a shower.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to sing it on the podcast?
I mean, I don't think so.
All right, it's got words to it, but I don't think we can do it.
Not loving those words.
We need a jingle for 6 Degrees of Brian Aldridge. But that's it for now.
Okay.
And we can come up with a better one. So we'll do a couple of these. If you don't know, I am a stand-up comedian. Within 6 degrees, you can pretty much connect me to any celebrity. We've done like O.J. Simpson in the past, Mike Tyson, things like that.
Yeah.
We'll fire off a couple, and then we'll get on out of here. We'll put episode 16 in the can.
In the can.
In the can.
Don't know what that means.
So even if it doesn't have to be any, it could be just someone you're curious about, someone you think it would be interesting. Who would you like to see me try to connect?
The audience?
In 6 degrees or less.
We should have people comment and see if we can get you there.
Comment and see if you can stump me.
I think that'd be great.
All right. Give me someone.
Look into our producer. He's writing something. Oh, he's back to our producer spot. Kanye.
You might have to help me.
I might?
How do we get to Kanye?
Kanye is because you did the interview with who was then... Bruce Kardashian.
It was
Bruce Jenner.
I interviewed Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
We are not dead naming Caitlyn Jenner.
At the time. Yes.
This was before he killed someone with his car.
Whoa.
This is before he committed.
I won't say
the name of a crime because no crime, him killing someone with a car happened.
He killed someone with a car?
He definitely killed someone with a car. Then he changed his gender and everyone forgot about it.
Huh. I feel like I am so out of the loop when I talk to you.
Yeah.
Anyways, you interviewed him.
On the phone.
He is the stepdad of Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Who is married and has 4 beautiful children with the Kanye West.
I can go that way. Or I can go, Chicago comedian D. Ray Davis.
Yeah.
Is in the music video Through the Wire.
Yeah.
And I've done a show opening for, not really opening directly for him, but a show that he was on that I was also on.
Yeah.
D. Ray Davis. He was in the movie Barbershop. Barbershop 2. He was in 21 Jump Street.
You want to go a little crazy? I think you could also go... Dave Chappelle has done SNL where I believe that Kanye was the musical guest.
If that's true, then that's another one where I'm there too.
I believe that happened. Okay. Or I'm making stuff up in my head.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Kendrick Lamar. Oh, no.
Kendrick Lamar. This is my favorite.
You tell us.
One of your near and dear friends. Can I say?
Yes, he would love
Toby.
It. Goes by Bias.
Love Toby.
B-I-A-S is his
Bias okay. is an amazing musical artist who happens to be in a rare video of a freestyle in Southern LA.
Where he crushes.
Where he...
Kendrick Lamar.
He definitely raps with Kendrick Lamar.
Crushes him.
In the same video. They pan the camera around. You'll know which one is Toby. He's the only white boy there. They pan the camera around, and at the very end, it's an actually pretty famous freestyle of Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
And Toby is right there in it.
Nice.
I really enjoyed my time as the host of the show.
Yeah, it's way better, isn't it, pushing people
it
around?
It is. It's amazing. I love it.
Donald Glover, done a show with Donald Glover.
You've done a show with Donald Glover?
He used to just be a regular stand-up comedian.
Yeah, hear me out. Hear me out. Get to Childish Gambino.
Ooh. That's a long way to go.
His alter ego. You gotta go the other way around.
Yeah.
Have you really done a show with him?
Yeah, I've done a show with almost everyone that's been a stand-up comedian.
I love him.
Yeah. He's if so they've cool. been a stand-up comedian.
Is he nice?
The Queen?
The Queen? You can get to the Queen.
The Dead Queen?
Yeah, the Dead Queen.
Get us there.
Okay, so you can get through the Queen actually through a few people.
Okay.
So you can obviously get through it with your connection from Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Who has met the Queen multiple times. You can also get there you've met John Cena, who I think has met the Queen. And you can get there with Obama, who has met the Queen. You can also get there with one other person. I'm trying to remember. I think that's all of them. But yeah, you can get to the Queen through a few people that you've met firsthand.
Okay. All right, let's go. Let's try and get something that has a chain going here.
A chain?
Let's use some. This will be the last one. We'll go with.
You think you can get to Natalie Portman?
No.
No?
I don't know. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
I don't know enough of Kevin Bacon's movies to know.
I know Footloose.
I know what he's in, but then if off the top of my head, I wouldn't be able to go backwards. So, I can get there through. Let's. Our producer does have an idea.
Yeah. Well, I can get you to Natalie Portman.
Get me to Natalie Portman.
Well, because. You've done...
Oh, I can go to Star Wars.
Yeah, you can go to Star Wars.
I've done a comedy. I've done shows. I've opened twice for Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Bill Burr's in The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Well, you also are connected to the guy from The Office, who's connected to Jim from The Office, who did a movie with Natalie Portman.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get
to Kevin Bacon.
Okay, let's get me there.
Okay, through John Mulaney.
So John Mulaney.
Then you get to Ryan Reynolds.
Then I get to Ryan Reynolds.
And Ryan Reynolds with Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
And Hugh Jackman was in a movie in X-Men where Kevin Bacon was a villain.
Nice.
Nice, we got there.
So then once we get to Kevin Bacon, we got Tom Cruise.
Yeah, we got Tom Cruise. We got Scientology.
All right.
Everybody. You are the leader of the Scientology.
Basically, my feet level is high. Well, this was one of my favorite shows up to this point. I was really glad to see the producer get involved. We had to make the change midway because he knew so much more about superheroes than I did. My knowledge was lacking. Carlene, are you promoting anything?
Not this week. Maybe just my new Marvel movie. That's
your new Marvel movie.
Well, that's coming not out. Canonly Marvel. My new Marvel.
Gotcha,
my
gotcha.
New movie.
Marvel's not getting their claws in this.
None of that.
This upcoming week, Thursday about 4 in the morning, I head to the Orlando airport. We fly out to the Island Casino in Harris, Michigan.
What if someone comes sees you at the airport? Like,
I would like that.
You said you'd be here 4 a.m.
I'd like that. Well, we're doing one show at Harris, Michigan, Thursday, February 23rd. Friday, February 24th and 25th, we're doing Goonies Comedy Club in Rochester, Minnesota. Check them out on the internet. It's, just Google Goonies Comedy Club. It's a great room. Plenty of tickets available for the Friday show. Saturday is filling up. And I'll have to go on the radio at some point for these shows on Wednesday. So I'll see about that. And I'll probably use all of the radio time there instead of promoting the shows, promoting this podcast. But we had a good time. What I was going to ask you on the way out, Carlena, is... Sincerity. is one of the most... Well, and also hit us up on the social media, okay? Stay off of Carlina's social media, but hit mine up. Leave comments on the show. Listen on Spotify when you can. Leave us a comment. See things you want to do. Rate the show. Find me Aldridge Comedy. My name's Brian Aldridge. Aldridge Comedy. We're trying to get back up to 10,000 Instagram
due to the
followers.
Aaron Rodgers scandal.
Due to the Mr. Rogers scandal.
Mr. Rogers scandal. Wrong Rogers.
Come out, see a show. Follow me on the social media. Carlina, what I was going to ask is, sincerity seems to be the most endearing quality you can have in a superhero.
Yeah.
Share with us in the last week possibly one of your most sincere moments.
Well...